Okay. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I saw this story I thought was really cool, which is very interesting, from BBC News, which is generally fake news, BBC, but kind of like NPR, but we'll give them a break here with this one because it's a science thing. Maybe it's not too weird. But chimpanzees in Uganda changed their hunting strategy in response to being watched by scientists. Yep. While studying the animals, researchers documented very different hunting habits of two closely neighboring chimp tribes. Chimps hunt in small groups for Galabas monkeys, while theirs from the another troop hunt solo and catch whatever they can to get their hands on. The findings show how sensitive chimp society is to human presence. They're published in the journal blah blah blah. Biologists who have followed and studied these animals for years think their work may have disturbed the group hunting that seems to key to chasing and catching the monkeys. That the behavior might have changed to a more opportunistic strategy because those chimps were much less used to the presence of human scientists. Yeah, you know, to me it just totally makes sense. And I can explain this in my theory, which is just I make this stuff up, on the spiritual level, why that is the case, is that we are all, you know, we're all one. We're all connected up here, right? Yeah, we're all connected. We are all one. It's one big blob of God. Blobofgod.com. We should get that URL. And so when you're watching something else, you're watching yourself, and it's very difficult to watch yourself without commenting on self, but you can get good at it. And that's where you want to get to the point of total detachment from self, so you can be as weird as you want without saying, boy, I shouldn't do that. Because as soon as you do that, of course, then you start to change your behavior and you make it a thing you don't want to do, and then you'll do it more and, you know, let the games begin. So when we look at anything, I don't care what it is, in my opinion, bacteria, viruses, and all that, we are changing them a little bit. Unless you're totally Nowsville with absolutely no judgment, just boom, you just look at it, you look and see. Otherwise, if you have any kind of a theory about it or analyze it whatsoever, even for 2 seconds, you're changing the thing you're watching, in my opinion. Does it make sense? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and that's why people, souls who don't really understand how the mind-body-soul thing works get into so much trouble, because they will start criticizing their thoughts as, oh, I can't believe I thought, oh my God, man, I can't believe I thought that about George. I mean, I don't really, right? So as soon as you do that, of course, well, then that thought, that negative thought you had about George or yourself, it gets stronger because it comes back again. And then again, the mind. And so what's really going on is that soul has acquiesced its position of authority and allowing mind to react on itself. So you just have this reactive model, mind, reacting on itself. So you actually, the mind is the thing that is saying, I shouldn't think that. And then, of course, it's just like chasing a tail. So that's where spiritual exercises and meditation and contemplation is very, very essential, in my opinion. Very essential. So you can kind of see how this all works. Otherwise, we can spend our life, just like in a little hamster wheel. And just keep reincarnating over and over and over again. Because we don't understand that it's not really us going, doing all this. And we're just kind of in the background thinking that it's us, and it's just really interesting. So, so yeah, whenever we're for or against something, whether it be a bacteria or a virus or a chimp or whatever, politician, it just makes it stronger and creates karma for itself.
Pretty easy peasy.
Listeners to the variety of programs on the One Radio Network have in many cases picked up on Wednesday's Real World of Money featuring Andy Goss. SDL Incorporated, Andy Goss's company, specializes in the purchasing and sale of American gold and silver coins. Many of the listeners have become familiar with Andy Goss as he has spoken about the central banks and their ability to create unlimited amounts of fiat or unbacked currency. The expansion of the money supply by these central banks around the world has actually created a very bullish market for gold and silver coins. Those who have listened to the shows have picked up on many of the points of accumulating gold and silver coins. Those who may be new, please feel free to call us for additional information anytime at 1-800-468-2646. That is SDL Incorporated, American Gold and Silver Coins, 1-800-468-2646.
Previously, Dr. Richard Massey talks about colostrum.
When you get certain vaccines, you get leaky gut from it.
Mm-hmm.
Now remember, we're all born with leaky gut, big holes in our gut, but there's no poop in there because we haven't been eating in the womb, right? And so nature's vaccination program is to get mama's colostrum, which has all the immune factors in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the gut is wide open. It's got leaks in it. So this colostrum can come through like an injection. When it does, the leaky gut closes.
So that's why the colostrum we take helps seal the gut.
It seals the leaky gut. But people who are vaccinated tend to have chronic leaky gut because the gut is waiting for the real thing. So people's guts are open like, hey, when is the real stuff coming in?
Can the cow stuff do it?
The cow stuff does it as well.
Oh, it does.
So you put those immune factors in with colostrum before eating meals. Mm-hmm. It goes in. It's nature's vaccination program. It closes the leaky gut. Then your autoimmune stuff goes down. Your food allergies go down. Wonderful stuff happens.
Thanks, Doc. We love this product. Colostrum, lots of different sizes to choose from. It's a great product. Click and order colostrum. Any of the Sir Thrival links, it's right here on OneRadioNetwork.com.
We are listener-supported, One Radio Network. OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Yes, it is. And if you call and join the show and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, health, wealth, well-being, you can grab yourself a couple of tie-dye t-shirts. Yeah. Well, we're still working on getting all of the podcast up and running. We just had a really, I don't know, a couple months ago. How long has it been now that we had hacking karma? And it appears it wasn't the Russians. No, somebody else. And so it was a mess. And there's just no way around it. We had to switch our whole MP3 thing, and we did. But in the process, quite a few, I don't know how many, I don't know, it's hard to say. The podcasts don't work the way it's set up. Hold on, please. I'll be right with you about 30 seconds. So we do have a thing at the bottom of the podcast. It says missing podcast. If you'd fill that out, we get a alert, and then we go in there and try to fix it up pretty quickly. And then if you fill out your email address, we'll send you an email when it's complete, so you don't have to just keep checking. So we're doing the best we can with it. I'm going to try to get a lot more done this weekend because it's got some great shows that aren't available at this moment. And so I don't like that. So we're trying to do it. So we appreciate your patience and your ongoing support. I just want to let you know how blessed I am. Know that I am, that somehow we make a living doing this without charging for it and just promoting our products. So we appreciate your consideration when you want to get something. If you support some of the products we think are good, I think you'll find they're all just really terrific. We don't mess with anything that's marginal. You know, we just don't. So we appreciate it, you know, through Amazon or whatever, all the different people we have as affiliates, and that's how we get our, that's how we gather our dollars each month. We're dollar gatherers like you are. Well, on the phone, who's this?
Hey, this is Robert in Texas.
Hey, Robert, what's up, kid?
Hey, since you mentioned Amazon, what was that big Amazon thing going on that they have once a year or something? Did you order anything, or was that special?
Yeah, I have no idea. No idea. No, I don't know.
Amazon had like some kind of, they're calling it like Black Friday in July. And one of the largest things they sold was pressure cookers.
Really?
Something to do with Amazon Prime. If you signed up, they had special sales. They've sold more stuff than Black Friday. Mm-hmm. And you're not aware of that, huh?
No. Okay.
Well, do you want to hear my telomere report I got in?
Oh, you got your telomeres checked, did we? Okay.
Yeah, I've been wanting to, but Spectra Cell and these others was
keep
like
it, keep
three,
it short and
$400.
Robert, hold on. Keep it short and concise and to the point, because you do tend to go all over the place. So I want to keep you focused in on this so we can get it. Okay, yeah, I just work.
How would you know?
I would know. Trust me, I would know. Okay, so you got your telomere report. Do you have long ones, short ones? What do you got, medium range?
Well, let's see how it describes it here.
Okay.
Who's the chiropractor up in Michigan?
There you go. Just tell me the telomeres.
He said it's real simple, but there's a lot of detail.
Yeah, well, okay, well, I haven't heard any details yet, so I'm working.
Okay, well, it is a short report. It's not as complicated as Beagleson's. It says here, I'm 64, I'll be 65 in August, and it says your age in telomeres is 70.
Oh, wait a minute, it's supposed to be the other way.
Well, that's what you would like.
Mm-hmm. So your telos.
If you were. You're the guy getting younger.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think you're doing that's making it go the other way? Do you have an idea?
Well, it says chronic illness, which I had the Hep C probably a long time.
Yeah.
Had.
Yeah.
But then you recover from the medicine, then you recover from the disease. And stress, lack of sleep. Obviously, vitamins don't solve it. And I'm sure genetics are probably in there, too. Hmm. So they give you a big report on a blueprint, they call it, you know, tell you what to change and
sure.
All that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Eating well, stress, physical activity, sleep, and chronic disease. Those are the tools on the top. So they're saying eating well, stress, physical activity, sleep, and chronic disease. Those are probably the markers that impact that.
Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do?
Oh, just...
Anything?
It's a wake-up call, maybe. I'm not as young as I thought I was. I don't think I look 70. If I see people in the store or people that I don't know, they say, man, no, I thought you were maybe 55 or something. So you could see.
Well, see, there you go. So you're doing
obviously
okay.
Obviously, you can look good on the outside, but maybe those telomeres.
Well, just remember that this is all new science, and I would encourage you to remember that people that do this stuff, you know, there's nobody really checking, double checking, peer reviewed studies to see if it's accurate, if it means anything. Could just be a fad, from me.
Like Beagleson.
Well, no, Beagleson's not a fad. He's been doing the holographic blood for his whole life, so. Not a fad.
Well, they've been doing telomeres a long time, man. This ain't new.
Well, he talks about them.
Yeah, I know what you mean. How to interpret that is what you mean.
Well, no, what I'm saying is I don't think it really, for me, I don't think it means anything. I think they just, you know, I mean, they got products out there now that will lengthen your telomeres, right? Well, I mean, eating well and exercising and thinking good thoughts will lengthen your telomeres. Easier, Robert, than taking some expensive product, in my opinion.
You should check one out. It's less than $100, I think, $89, so it's pretty much a no-brainer just for curiosity's sake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was going to think about getting my mom one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little blood prick, so it ain't much. When I did the 23andMe, that was just spitting in a tube, so that was amazing. But my mom's 80. How old is she? She's between 85 going on 90. I'd be curious to see what hers comes up. You know, just as a comparison, you know. Because actually when you went on that Teleyears website, and I'll just mention this, if I may, without going into too much detail and getting too confused and going off track. There was a woman on the website.
I like the way you
read
that.
Reviews.
Go ahead.
That's like the disclaimer whenever
that was funny. Yeah, I was like, you go
to the lawyers, you know, you can take this medicine.
You just did that. Well, that was good, the way you did it. Good. All right, what were you going to say about mom?
No, on the website Teleyears, there's reviews, and there was a person who made a review. She said, I'm a physician. I exercise every day. We eat well. I have low stress, and my telomeres came back 10 years older than I am. Mm. I don't think it's accurate. So,
well, keep in mind, keep in mind, Robert, that our state of consciousness, right? What we believe, what we think is true, what our stress level is, if we react to stressful things, if we are stressed, can as Adam says, negative thoughts that we believe are much more dangerous than bad food, right? So people could be doing all the stuff on paper, and they're just a worrywart or whatever, and they're aging. That's how you get sick, and we know that, right? So there's no sense in trying to dance around that. So every time you see one of these things, remember that they don't take into consideration the person's state of consciousness. That's why I think all studies suck, because how would they do that? You know what I mean? You can get 100 people eating organic this and 100 people eating something else and then say, well, you know, the organic people, they, whatever. But how did they know what these people believed or thought or accepted as reality, you know, about the test or the food or their life? How would you...
You're talking about like...
How would you quantify that? Yeah, how would you quantify that?
They've done studies. What I'm hearing, what came to mind when you were speaking, was how they've done studies where people that were vegetarians actually didn't live as long, you know?
Well...
Stuff like that, you know, meaning it's you don't know the whole story. They might have been eating well and doing well, but...
But what?
Yeah, well, there's...
No, no, finish your thought. They might have been eating well, doing well.
Hold
on. Eating well, doing what? But you were going to say, but what? What could what they be doing that would skew the results?
Right. Yeah. It's that too stressed out.
There you go. Okay. Yeah.
Full
that's right.
You know,
being very dogmatic about it, right?
Bad ideas. Yeah.
Being like a vegetarian Nazi, which is very hard on you. You know, to try to get everybody to become a vegetarian. If you eat meat, you're going to die. You know, those kinds of thoughts are very detrimental to the body. And mm-hmm. so, yeah. Yeah. And even the mice, you know, Robert, I think about the mice. Okay, they do these studies, right? And it's all based on Mises. I mean, everything in the world, all this lab stuff, all this FDA stuff, it's all Mises, pretty much. And think about what trapping the Mises in a little cage and feeding them GMO food is doing, and maybe in laboratories with kabillions of pounds of electricity running around with EMFs, right? And you know what I mean? Bad lighting. I mean, GMO food. How could those tests be even valid? That's why I don't even, right. You know what I'm saying, Robert? That's why I don't even care about this stuff when they say this and this. You know, for me, the only test that's real is I put it in my mouth and how do I feel? And, you know, do I get a rash or do I poop and do I sleep? You know, that's the test for me that matters. All this other stuff, I just don't even care about.
See, on the other hand, they may not be stressed out. They may like it in that cage because, well, that's sort of putty cat ain't chasing them around.
Right. But see, even that would be skewing the results.
Mm-hmm.
That would make them come up healthier.
You know, I'm probably not the only person who had this test done.
Oh, no, these people have all this stuff done all the time.
There,
you know?
There's a Dr. Ed Parks. Yeah. He's big with the TA65. He's the one who promotes the cyclostragonol and astragalus IV.
Good for him.
Which I started taking a little while back, which I knew about it because of the stuff I've been through. And he may be good for an interview. Have you ever had anybody on with telomeres?
You know, the Norman Shealy.
They mentioned it.
Norman Shealy, who's a really cool guy, I think he's about 75 or 80 around the sun. We should call him
back. Older now.
But he talked about him years ago, and he supposedly had a little device that you could lie on that would increase your telomeres. But yeah, I mean, people are talking about it. They're kind of like the rage now, you know, the telomere thing. But I think, again, from my opinion, it's all some fad, and a year from now, nobody will even talk about it because it's just another thing, you know. Just another thing.
Yeah, Norman Shealy.
He's cool.
Still around, did you say?
Oh, yeah, as far as I know. I'll look
him
up. Yeah, I'll look him up and see if he's still around. He's a really sweet guy, really. Written about 120 books, you know. Okay, Robert, we're going to move on here. I want to get some other callers in. Thanks for calling, though.
All right.
Okay, bye. All right. 888. 663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. If you'd like to be on the show, get yourself a handy-dandy triple thing, T-shirts, two of them, call up and let us know. Okay, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Albert Einstein. Ooh, that might be a good title too, Lynn. We got two of possibles. Well, I like that. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Woo! Very deep. Oh, Albert. Boy, that's a great quote. Thanks. Yep. Isn't that great? When you change the way you look at things. Yeah, let's put that as a title in. I think that's a... We're going to have about four different titles before the time we end the show. I like it. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Boy, it's really, man, he was on it. So here's a great example, right? You go to the doctor, you do one of these handy-dandy blood tests, and he charges you $412, and he says, well, your TSH is low, and your T3, and you know, wah, 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 wah. And then you walk around saying, man, my thyroid is not good. It's not good. I mean, it's just not good. And then you tell your neighbor, you know, I got a low thyroid. Whoa. So what you've done is you've looked at something and you have bought into the idea that it's not happy. And the more that we think that and more we believe that and more that we tell our neighbors about it and the more we write about it and the more we go on the internet and do chat rooms about low thyroid, the more we buy stuff and the worse it gets. Why is that? Well, that's because you are part of your thyroid. Your thyroid is part of you. It's a state of consciousness. And in my opinion, the best thing to do in that case would be to start saying, my thyroid is getting better every day. And if you want to do things to and make your thyroid happy, that's fine. It's all about the attitude, though, all about your state of consciousness and our opinion of our thyroid. But if we think it's bad, trust me, it's not going to get better. And I know it seems like, what? Come on. It's not. It can't. Cannot. You might be able to take a lot of thyroid medicine and go back to the doctor and get your little TSH numbers better, and you say, oh, see, then maybe you can start tricking your thyroid and think it is getting better. So that works for people. And then you can start saying, yeah, my thyroid's getting better, and then it'll even get better and better and better. But then if you think that the only way your thyroid is better is because you took the thyroid medicine, well, then that's another trap, and that won't change either until you let go of that one. We do, in fact, create our reality every moment of our lives. And we do. It's funny. Here's one. Oh, I got two interesting emails. People sometimes email me. How do we create? You talk about it, but how do I create my own reality? And again, I just keep saying, and is that we do, you know, we do every moment and every day. And just look at your reality, look at your house, look at your job, look at your relationships. This is what you've created. And if it's not exactly what you want, well, then you just change the way you view the world, just like Einstein says. You change the way you look at things, and then those things will start to change. Oh, Albert was on it. You know, Albert used to take a nap every day. Hello, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, Patrick. It's Bridget. Can you hear me very well? Hang on. Oh, yeah, that's on. Can you hear me?
Bridget, can you hear me now? Bridget, I can always hear you.
Well, it sounded like it wasn't a very good connection, but it sounds better now. Cool.
Hi, how are you, well, dear? How are you?
I'm good. I've been wanting to call in, and I just haven't been able to on Fridays. But today's the day.
Are you a busy girl these days? You're a busy girl?
I am a busy girl. You know what I'm doing?
Hmm.
Which is doing really well.
Dare I ask?
Do what?
Okay.
Try it.
Okay. What are you doing?
I have turned one of my bedrooms into Airbnb, and I'm having the best time. I'm meeting the neatest people.
Really?
It is. I was scared at first, and it's just such a great thing.
So What is an Airbnb? I heard that term. I don't even know what that is. I mean, I know what a bed and breakfast is, but
yeah. Yeah. So listen to this. It's great. So, you know, well, you maybe know or remember or not, but I rented my house for 5 years and moved down to Mount Dora. And anyway, I've moved back, and I live 5 minutes from the beach. So I have this beautiful acre on the south, you know, just, I mean, 5 minutes from the beach. I'm very blessed to have this. And so you rent out a bedroom. So I have three beds, a queen, a full, and a single.
Yeah.
So it can sleep, you know, the max five if you have two in each bed and one in the single, right?
Yeah.
The five is my max, and I'm getting ready to... Anyway, that's good. But I just rent the bedroom, and then we share the downstairs bathroom, and we share the kitchen.
You share with people you don't know at all, nothing.
Never met, and it has been the best experience so far, knock on wood. I've had 11 people. I am now a super host because... they've all loved it, and we've all had good remarks. So what's cool is before I accept anybody, I can read reviews. So every time somebody leaves, I leave a review, and they leave a review of me. So I say, oh, they were great. They kept my house clean. They respected my stuff. And they say, we love her. She is the best host ever. We're going to go back. You know, so then people read that, and then if people don't have reviews, I may or may not accept them. That's my choice.
I see. So everybody checks everybody out. The people are checking you out. You're checking the people
they,
out.
They leave a remark, after their experience.
Hmm.
You know, and I've had, and one girl, I mean, they give me tips. And I've said, you know, tell me how I can make it, you know, better for you. One girl, like, she wants me to put a curtain on this back window door, blah, 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 and I was going to do that anyway, I just hadn't had a chance. And, you know, stuff like that, mm-hmm. which is cool. Mm-hmm. One couple, so I had a group of three Indian women, not just precious ladies from India, and they were like, we need light by the mirror, because they're like, you know, they get so dressed up. So it's like, so I got to put more light in there. But it's been so fun.
So what's the website where people go? Is it Airbnb.com?
Yeah, and my place is called The Golden Bubble.
Okay, oh, wait a minute. So is it AIR?
AIR, yeah, Airbnb. And do you know how it started?
No.
I kind of know the story. I don't know if I'm completely right. But a guy had a home in, like, California, of course, probably something like that. And he told his friends to bring air mattresses, and he'd rent out the floor for $25, and that's how it started.
No kidding. So I'm Googling this. I think it's Airbnb.com. Vacation rentals and Airbnb, is that it?
Yep.
Okay. So
and now some people rent the whole house.
Yeah.
So people have taken it, you know, people that do, but that's not what I do. And I am here. I'm upstairs. They're downstairs. I'm in control. I can kick them out if I want. You know, no. Mm. And I say on there, if you want the air down to 70 degrees, don't come here. I only put it down to 75, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm like, no parties, no, you know,
yeah.
I can say whatever I want.
So where do I find you? I'm on Airbnb, so how do I find you?
Okay, so I'm in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida.
Yeah? So I got
to go to Santa Rosa Beach, Florida.
Oh, I got to put that in first, okay?
So, well, you got to where you want to go. So it's people looking to go on vacation somewhere.
Yeah, I know, but where do you find Santa Rosa?
Oh, I don't know where you put it in on your end. If there's like it says, where do you want to go? I mean, like, so if you're a person looking to go to vacation and you want to find an Airbnb in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida,
Okay.
I'm not sure. So you went on Airbnb and then you plug in where your destination, where do you want to go?
Okay, so I'm putting Santa Rosa Beach in the search engine. All right, so I got that.
Okay, there you go.
All right. Oh, I see. So I got Destin's.
Yeah, but I did put it in. So put in, see if there's a way that you can put in the Golden Bubble.
Okay, I'm going to put in the Golden Bubble. All right, the Golden, that's funny, the Golden Bubble. Okay, put that in the search engine. The Golden Bubble. There's a bunch of them.
There's not a bunch of Golden Bubbles. I'm the only one.
So maybe I just didn't do the right thing. Am I on the right place, Airbnb? I don't know.
It should have a little thing that looks like a, I don't know. I mean, it's really not. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway.
Well, that's cool.
Check it out.
Good for you.
It is fun.
Yeah.
It is fun. It's a way to make money. And for me, because I'm single. I have a partner here, but I have this bedroom and I'm live right here. So it's a way for me to make money, which I've been struggling with. So it's perfect for me.
So
I love to serve. So I'm I get excited. I keep my house real clean because people are coming, you know, and then I also can do private yoga, private, all my body work. I make, you know, I can make good foods if people, so people then ask me to cook dinner for them or, mm-hmm. or make foods or, you know,
that's fun. And so what?
It is fun.
What do you charge for like a night?
It's different at different times. Right now, I'm at $150.
Wow!
But like right now, I screwed up because now today I have five girls coming, and it's only $150 a night. And she started off with reservations for three, and I was like, yeah, sure. And then she said, oh, one more is coming. I'm like, okay, great. And now it's five, and I haven't had five people here yet. I've had four. And those were four young kids, and they were precious. But I'm probably going to change it. I'm going to do $150 a night for three people, and then I'm going to add more for
sure.
More.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's a lot using the bathroom and you know water and everything. But it's okay. I'm learning, and I can change it at any time. I can block it off at any time. I can open it up. I can. It's fun, and so for somebody, and it, you know, I. The people that are still easy with other people. So, like I said, knock on wood, I hadn't had anybody
yeah.
weird or anything,
yeah.
you know. It's been good.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's really fun. We have I have a whole master bedroom that's separate from my house, if you can believe it, that I never go into. Huge bedroom.
See?
It's got its own bathroom. It's got its own outside shower. It's got its own everything.
Perfect.
I could do the whole thing, but, you know, I don't know about people. I have no idea, just kind of over there. But I guess spirit.
So
let me tell you,
I'm a super host. I could help you
because
I help people do it.
Mm.
So I could help you. And I could. So the people type in. And so, like, I had one lady said, hi, it's me and my husband. And really, the guy typed in. He's like, hey, it's me and my wife and daughter. My daughter's 12 and really cool. We're artists from Ohio. We're traveling through the area, and the place sounds really cool. We'd love to stay a couple days. You know, so you get to know them by that. And then I've had some people that felt funny, that, you know, said different things, like, and I questioned them, or and then they didn't. So I said, no. I said, no, you don't feel right.
Yeah, sorry. You could kind of tell. And plus, I think what I would do if I would ever do it, which I'm not gonna because I got too much to do, but if you'd ever do it, you could, I think, also trust that spirit is gonna send you just the right people too, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And again, if I do my due diligence, like what you talk about, and check them out, and if something doesn't feel right, write them. And like one guy, he said, me and my friend from Tuscaloosa or some college, coming down, me and three guys, and I was like, okay, sounds great, but what's the age? You know, how old are you guys? And you know, I tried to talk to him, and he didn't respond back. And then you only have 12 hours to respond back. And then I said, I'm sorry, I can't have somebody that I can't communicate with stay with me. I declined it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wrote me back, and he's like, God, I didn't know you could be rejected in Airbnb. He's like, I'm coming down for a wedding, and you know. Then I kind of felt bad, but then not really, because there's a bunch of young kids to go to a wedding, so it's like,
If Doodle and I took a road trip, we could do it, and just, do you think some people would take animals too?
Yeah. Yeah.
You just have to tell them, right?
It'll say on there.
Oh, it does.
So on mine, I don't say I take animals right now. I mean, I would definitely would if it was somebody I knew. Well, and I do have a friend, and her friend is coming, and she's like, she has this little dog. I'm like, that's fine.
Sure.
You know, I had Rhodesian Ridgebacks here. But the only thing about just letting all different people bring their dogs, I don't want to do that. But if I know them and they talk to me, you know, then that's
Yeah, because you
deal.
Never know if they're...
I love animals and I love dogs. Yeah, and I just have one cat, little darling. I have one little cat, little darling.
You never know if they're really respectful of, you know, the animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like
Everybody's
that.
Everybody's different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, and it's nice to not have to worry, you know. And if I did have a dog here, you know, I'd be picking up the poop and stuff because I have a... My yard, I have over 30 pine trees in the backyard.
Mm.
It's so beautiful. It's natural. It's just a bed of pine needles and pine trees and palmettos and scrub oats. What do you call them? Scrub oats. Scrub oats is curly, squiggity oaks.
One of those things,
are down in this area. So people freak out. It's so interesting. They're building so much around here. They're taking all the land away, and people open up the back door, and they're like, holy crap. It's like, because it's like you're in the woods. And
that's a good thing, right?
You don't have that anymore.
That's right. That's a good thing.
Isn't that crazy?
You're in the woods.
Sad.
You're in the woods here.
I am, yeah. So, I mean, your place is beautiful.
Yeah, we're on 15 acres with nobody around. We got a creek, and... people could bring their kids in there. They could bring their animals and play and stuff like that. But again, you know, it's like, I got a lot of stuff to do that not taking care of people for sure.
Well, and you don't, and the other thing is the ones that have been, you know, I had one lady and her husband, and she was pregnant. She was about to have a baby in August, and it was kind of rainy here. So they kind of were here a lot, but most of the time they're out. You know, they come in, they take a shower, and then they leave because they want to go to the beach or they want to go out, you know?
So
it's not that they're here much. Now, maybe yours is different. Maybe
there's nothing around here. You would have to drive into Dripping Springs.
So that's different.
Yeah.
See, I have a good scenario.
Yeah. So you're Santa Rosa Beach?
Perfect for this. place.
You're saying,
and I also want to do like healing retreats with women and men too. But you know, juice fast or just water fast or just, you know, yoga, yeah, or you know, whatever, just healing weekend.
See, you've created a whole new way to do what you love to do and make money. Good for you, girl.
I know. And I always had the vision of, I wanted to turn this place into a little healing,
yeah,
center, but I didn't know how to do it. And it's kind of doing it in a different way. It's not how I was thinking, but I like it.
Yeah, it sounds great. Because you can expand on that, doing all kinds of fun things. Like you say, yoga or fasting or detox or weekends, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and people, and the main thing, you know, I love my new body work, the Anat Banyal stuff. I call it slow-mo, about the bones and stuff. You know, some, maybe people that are injured or that, it's amazing that I love that work so much. And anybody I see, they're just amazed by it.
Just amazing.
You're
in Santa Rosa Beach, are you? Santa Rosa Beach?
Yeah. My area, you know, it's just like, my area is called Sea Grove, but the whole area is Santa Rosa Beach. And mm-hmm.
Did I mention to you before that I used to live on Santa Rosa Beach?
But that was in Pensacola, right?
Correct.
Or
outside.
Yeah, there's a lot of Santa Rosa beaches down here, so people get confused.
Oh,
I got confused.
Okay.
I'm still confused.
I stay confused. Oh, so there's a lot of Santa Rosa beaches.
Well, different areas. There's, like you said, Pensacola, that's called Santa Rosa Beach.
And where do you live?
And I know, but they call it Santa Rosa Beach, but also this one little area is Sea Grove.
And
so you've got Seaside. It says Seaside, Sea Grove, Grayton Beach, Blue Mountain, Rosemary Beach. All of those are in a big clump called Santa Rosa Beach.
I see. And what's a big city near you?
Destin.
Well, Destin's near
Fort Walton.
Yeah, that's near Pensacola. Yeah, you're in the
Destin's,
neighborhood.
I'm in the middle. Destin's 20 minutes one way, Panama City Beach 20 minutes the other way.
Gotcha, yeah. I'm not sure how far we were. If I recall, this is back in the 70s, you had to go across the bridge, right? And then you would go to Santa Rosa Beach, I think, to go to our house. We rented a house.
Yeah, Pensacola is 2.5 hours from.
Maybe
2 hours.
I didn't realize Santa Rosa Beach is that.
2 hours, from here.
Wow.
Fairhope, maybe I should say that Fairhope is 2.5 hours. So Pensacola is probably 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe like that. And Fairhope's 2.5 from here. So maybe Pensacola's 1 hour from here. I think that's right. Yeah. Tallahassee is to something the other way.
Mm-hmm. Well, great fun. You're doing good, kid. Thanks for calling and sharing all this with us. And
well, I wanted to also say, you know, I've been doing the clay on my tooth, and I heard somebody ask about that.
Mm-hmm. How's that doing?
It's doing well. I mean, it doesn't hurt me anymore. It's still not completely, you know, it's not totally, but it had been doing that for a long time, so. But it feels good, and I'm drinking the clay, too, and I like that. And I just wanted to tell that person, no matter what, it isn't going to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do it. You know, she was like, she said her husband was having an issue. I would definitely do it. You know, I think it's very helpful in many ways.
Yeah, I like taking the clay internally. We're talking about a clay by Gary Hanna called 5 Healing Clay, something like that, the 5-1. That's the one I get.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of expensive, but boy, it's really powerful. There's 5 different clays, and don't they have a food grade diatomaceous earth in there too? And
they do
different kinds
of clay. And but it lasts forever. It is expensive, but it lasts forever.
You don't need a lot. And
right, and then I put it on my face. I love it.
Oh, you put it on your face?
And I just put a little bit on my face. I put a little bit in my hand.
Yeah.
And get my finger wet and just kind of. And then rub it on my face and just have a little, and it's great.
What does it do on your face?
Tighten my face a little bit, and then.
What's it do on your face?
It tightens it up. Man, it sucks. It's like sucks. You can feel it. So then you can imagine what it's doing in your body, because it's just like.
Yeah, Gary says the charge of clay is either positive or negative. I forget which one. I think negative. And then all the positive charge stuff, the bad actors, like. Candida, metals, and bacteria and viruses, right? I think are positively charged, so the clay just sucks them up, and you just poop them out.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's good. I like what it does and how it feels on my face. It's, you know.
I'm going to try some on her face.
Yeah, try it. And you just need a little bit. I've done more. And then the other day, I was like, God, I'm in a hurry, and I just want to do it real quick. And I just put a little bit in my hand. I was like, why don't I? And I just rubbed it on, and just a real thin layer, and dried really quick, and it was cool.
Yeah, you could rub it on, I guess, and go out in the sun and do a little face mask, you know, thing. That'd be pretty trippy, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I was walking, running around the house, cleaning the house. I got my 5 guests coming today, so I'm getting her all cleaned up.
Okay, if you want to find Bridget, you just look in Airbnb in what city again? Santa Rosa?
The Golden Bubble in Santa Rosa Beach.
The Golden Bubble, Santa Rosa Beach. And you tell me you heard on One Radio Network, and she'll probably give you a deal of $145 rather than $150.
There you go. I like it.
Give you
absolutely.
He'll give you a discount. All right, sweetheart. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay.
That's
have
fun.
A great day.
Great. Oh, man. What a trip. That's kind of a creative way to make a living, isn't it? It could bring in some extra money. Yeah. Airbnb. I've heard about it. I just never played around with it much. Wow. Gold and silver is up big time today. Wonder what's up with that. A couple of people said that Dr. Sheely's still around. Yeah. Dr. Sheely's still around. Let's see. This is I think in Cyprus. I think in the ancient Vedic text it was said, the world doesn't change, that you change. Exactly. Muto. Exactly. That's the way it works. You know, world peas, you know, world peas is when you take your organic peas and put them in a blender. It's world peas. World peas begins at home. So I did this belly button thing with the Procaine with Dr. Massey yesterday per Adam Beagleson and slept on the couch last night. I don't. I went out on the couch about 2 in the morning, and just felt like moving around a little bit after I was sleeping for a couple hours, and then I was reading out there on the couch, and Doodle's there lying there. And well, let's just lay down here, and next thing I know, like 6 or 7, and woke up, slept really well, but my lower back, which kind of a rare thing, was just not happy. And I don't know whether it was the Procaine on the tummy, or who knows what it was, but all things are connected. So I just immediately got some frozen peas, the reason I thought of it, world peas. A couple bags of frozen peas, put them right on my back, did that for 10 minutes, then did the red light thing on 10 minutes and back to the peas, and it's still sore, but it's doing pretty well. Adam, what's the, there's definitely a spiritual, emotional thing on the lower back thing. What is it? I bet you Adam knows. What do you recommend for a good CBD oil for my mom? She has back pain. Oh, speaking of back pain, we're in Iowa. You sell or promote one? Yeah, we do. I would go to the One World Way link on our site and get the hemp paste from Stephen Huer. Ken Rolla turned us on to it, but Ken doesn't sell it, but it's really a pretty interesting one. We think it's one of the best. I've tried a lot of them over the years. People would send me stuff. I'd interview them and they'd send me stuff, and I never got much out of any of it. But this one, you could feel some energetically thing Not sure if it's going to take away mom's back pain, but it's worth a try. It's called hemp paste, available on the One World Waste site through our website. So you can check it out. Try it. Hemp paste. It's legal in all 50 states now, this hemp CBD oil. I'm sure we're going to be learning a lot more about it in the years to come. You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? Let's see. On one of your recent shows, you mentioned that you had a solution that was made with an enzyme to clean oil and grease. Oh, bottles and jars. Could you please tell me what that was? I'm having a time with all these ghee coconut oil jars trying to get the grease out. I might go buy some Dawn dish detergent to see if that works. Dawn really is one of the best for some reason. I don't know why. I know window cleaners, for example, that they use Dawn, a few drops of Dawn, and they said it works the best. There must be something in Dawn. Probably not the cleanest stuff, but who cares? I'm sure it's not going to poison you or anything like that. You also mentioned an enzyme to degrease. Yeah, there's a great enzyme on our store, in our store, and it's called Tweet Mint. It's really an amazing product. And I'm going to see if we get this guy on next week, this gentleman on that created this stuff. It's one of these really cool guys, eclectic guys, and somehow he came up with this. Let's see. Man, what am I doing here? Okay, so Daniel's on. Daniel will be here Tuesday, Daniel Vitalis. I was looking at the thing. Yeah, cool. Okay. Anyway, if you go on our store and you'll see it, it's one of the best cleaners I've ever. It's just amazing. I sent a bottle to Sharon. You can buy it through Amazon, through our store. If you scroll down, where is it? It's called, here it is. It's called Tweet Mint. Tweet Mint. So safe, you can put some and wash your pets with it. Gets rid of little buggies and stuff. But you, and it's really, really concentrated. So it's going to go a long way. You can carpet stains, tile, wood. I've used it in the bathroom. It's amazing. Like I say, you get maybe a quart spray bottle and just put maybe a tablespoon, if not that much, and then fill it up with water. Man, just it's amazing. I sent it to Sharon when I first used it through Amazon, you know, because you can just send it to anybody you want. And she called and she was just like blown away and she loves to clean. So I thought she'd like it. Tweet Mint. And you can clean glass. So that'd be a good thing you could try to clean out. Like I like to clean out those Myron glass jars with Andreas seed oils and put other stuff in there. I'll put castor oil in there or other stuff, and the Myron glass is really cool. So Tweet Mint. Tweet Mint. Just a bunch of enzyme. So what I really like to use it on too, if you got grab your bottle, and so if you have some kind of stains or something, like my pillowcase will just get these stains because just from perspiration at night, and we have plenty of that without air conditioning. Do you ever see that? Yeah, it looks weird like this, and it's just perspiration stains. And this stuff will, you can spray it on there, let it sit for about 10 minutes and then wash them, and boy, it comes out. And that's the first time I've ever seen that come out. I've had little stains on t-shirts where I get sloppy when I'm eating, and it gets the stuff out. So it's really worth having a bottle around this around your house. You'd find all different things you could use. So Tweet Mint. is the name of it. Someone sent me a video of this fellow, and man, I said, nah, I like this guy, and I'm going to contact him, see if he'll come on the show next week. Okay, what else here before we go? Ron says, my spiritual journey, I believe that it's not about finding the perfect mate, the perfect job, the big house. The journey we are on is to get back into our own heart. But to get back there in your own heart, we must break down the walls that surround our heart, the walls that we have put up to protect ourselves, walls of anger, resentment, judgment. But all these walls are built on foundation of fear. So once you let go of one type of fear, then the anger will fall away and get rid of another. And then, yeah, that's pretty much how it works. Good. But now to get back into our hearts, we must now open our heart. And once we open our heart, we can take it all in, all the love and the magic that's all around us. Yeah, I like that. You know, the interesting thing about the perfect mate, perfect place to live, perfect job and all that, those come when we do, Ron, what you're saying. Those all come. Those are all just part of the deal. That's what spirit delivers to us. So that's the way it works. Yeah, you just go for the end, and then it comes back and works around. Lower back pain, okay. Oh, often, but not always, the cure for lower back pain is more money. It's hilarious. I have plenty of money. I mean, I have everything I need, so I'm not sure that's it. I think that was just a belly button thing I did. Who knows? Sleeping on the couch. Couch karma. Couch karma. Previously with Dr. Ross Stewart, who just kind of came up with this, telling about how he works with people and their neurotransmitters.
How do we produce sufficient amounts of glutathione in the liver, which of course is a big filter for all the blood, pulling half-spent hormones, waste, dead cells, and other toxins out of the blood. The higher the level of glutathione, the longer a person's going to live and the better their blood is. And I'm glad you're doing a sulfur product. Once you start getting any of these kinds of symptoms, all the way from autism, all the way through Parkinson's, you can't get enough sulfur from eating broccoli and kale and cauliflower and garlic and onions. You can't get enough. You need to supplement it.
Well, the information just keeps on coming with sulfur. The sulfur that we promote is 99.97% pure, no additives, no excipients. Just click an order on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. As you know, we love toys, even though everything's happening with our state of consciousness, and that's where all real healing happens. But we have toys. You know, we have this great plethora of superfoods, you know, all the great, you know, like the colostrum and stuff like that, and pine pollen, which is really great. And these are just tools. And then we have other toys, too, that help us. We did the show with EMFs yesterday. And I think that you'll like having a golden pyramid around your house, in your bedroom or in your living room. Get a couple of them from Ken Rolla. He's quite an engineer. And we felt this guy, when the first time he put in our studio, got plenty of things going on. I don't know exactly what it does. I can't prove to you that it's helping me be in the studio. I mean, I don't know. How could you prove something? You trust people, and then you try it, and then if you have a good experience with it, well, then you keep doing it. That's the way I do it. I know lots of people don't trust anybody, but I just don't I don't live my life like that. There are people that I meet and that I go, oh, yeah, you know, you like them and you just, you know, the way that they talk about stuff and they're honorable people, you can tell. And so you trust them, you know, and then you try what they're recommending and they may be good for you, may not. But generally, you're not going to get into trouble if you are discerning, you know, like Bridget was saying, with the people you get good at trusting who she wants to let into her Airbnb. And you won't always score 100, but every time you have somebody in, maybe that's not the best kind of vibe with you, then you get better at being discerning. And so that's what we do around here, One Radio Network, with the products and stuff like that. So if you'd like to check out this Golden Pyramid, that we have them in our store and on the front page, and it's a scalar thing, and it's beautiful, and we like ours. We have three of them. Doodle and I like ours. There's one in the living room where we read at night or watch a film, one in the bedroom, and one up here in the studio. And it's a scalar energy field that helps to reorganize all the stuff running around the world that we have no idea what it is. And then he also has the Vortex Vitalizer Plus. And man, this thing is cool. I know that since doing this, it's been 3 months now, that I drink more water and actually pee a little bit less. So I think the cells are sopping up this structured water. And especially it's good for me because we distill our rainwater just to clean it up as best we can. And when you distill water, which is a good way, it really, really doesn't, it's not happy water. It's kind of like laying there. So if you structure it up with one of these little vitalizers, put some minerals in there, which goes in automatically. I put a little teaspoon of ocean water and in there, and you get some minerals, you know. And so it's a beautiful thing. If you're using a reverse osmosis, or you distilling, or even if you're buying water at the store, which some people do, you can structure it after you buy it. You know, it comes in plastic bottles or the big 2.5 gallon things, and right now that's what you're doing. You could put it in the vitalizer and structure it up, and the body's going to like it a lot better. So those are two fun tools that you can try if you like. What else did I want to mention today? Shen Blossom is a lovely company, and Brandon Amalani runs it, and he's got some products in there that'll just knock your socks off. Just, you can click on the ad and just click on it, and you'll see some all kinds of things, from a tooth care system, which is, I have never used that one, but he's got a medicinal mushroom formula, reishi formula, shizandra, goji berries, rice sprouts, which I love. I love the goji berries. I do a lot of that. Detox tea. Got some cool stuff and very well done. So consider that if you want to invest some things in your health and looking to just have some fun. And it feels good to buy these kind of things. I do. It helps us and gives us more energy and more just feeling good about ourselves. And of course, you can do it with nothing. You can do it with God and water and that's it. You don't need anything more. But hey, it's planet Earth and it's fun. And they help us to feel better, and they help us to feel more positive about our life. And what's wrong, you know, what's not right with that? It's just a good thing, you know, just a good thing. Know the Source.
Oh. Know the Source.
I knew that.
On One Radio Network.
Oh, man. Friday night. I think we could go out and have some pizza. We could do a gluten-free pizza or not. We could do non-GMO wheat and tomatoes from Italy and something else we could do. Oh, man. We should all email Bridget and tell her that we want to have an Italian night at the Golden Bubble Airbnb with Bridget, and she'll probably serve non-alcoholic wine and tell her we want some pizza. What do you think, Bridge? We do an organic, gluten-free pizza. You gonna fix that up for us? Yeah. Some candles, you know, and a picture of Michael Corleone on the wall. And I think it'd be a good thing to do.
Potessero dire queste parole.
I love this guy, man. I'm loving this guy.
Al di là del bene più prezioso, ci sei tu. Al di là del sogno più ambizioso, ci sei tu. Al di là delle cose più belle, al di là delle stelle, ci sei tu. Al di là, ci sei tu per me. Soltanto per me, al di là del mare più profondo, ci sei tu. Al di là dei limiti del mondo, ci sei tu. Al di là della volta infinita, al di là della vita, ci sei tu. Al di là, ci sei tu per me. La, 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 la.
Okay, come to think of it, I'm feeling so good after listening to that. Bridge, I think we're just going to go for the pure wheat pizza. Let's forget the gluten-free, because, you know, that's, yeah, that's, that doesn't cut it. So check out the Italian night with Bridget on Airbnb at Golden Bubble. Is that what she said? She'll fix you up with an Italian night. That's hilarious. Oh, my goodness. Well, gosh. Can't believe I played that whole thing. Oh, well. The grass is always greener on the other side of Wednesday. Yeah. Ye bet that. I like that. That's hilarious. The grass is always greener on the other side of Wednesday.